Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
This morning, most of my sharing will be from the Philippians chapter 1 through chapter 3.
今天早上我的分享主要是出于腓立比书的第一章到第三章。
And our brother Jeremy just shared something on chapter 4.
刚才那个曹弟兄跟我们分享了腓立比书的第四章。
So that we can complete the whole book of Philippians.
所以今天我们可以把整本腓立比书来一起来读。
Let's turn to our Bible to book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 10.
让大家先打开圣经到以赛亚书的43章第10节。
Book of Isaiah, 43, verse 10.
以赛亚书四十三章十节。
You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me.
耶和华说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人，既是这样，便可以知道且信服我，又明白我就是耶和华，在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
I will use this verses which was the theme verse of the recent West Coast Christian Conference.
那我使用这个章节，因为它是在刚刚过去的西岸特会主题的章节。
And I will use this to glean from what I have heard from this conference.
那也使用这个章节，我来跟大家来概览一下我在特会上所学到的。
And the next verse is Exodus chapter 25, verse 21.
下一个章节是在出埃及记25章21节。
And if you are a witness, you must have a testimony.
如果你要做见证的话，你必须是一个见证人。
反过来。
你要是见证人的话，你必须要有见证。
And what is our testimony?
那我们的见证是什么？
And Exodus 25, verse 21.
出埃及记25章21节。
You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give to you.
要将施恩座安在柜的上面，又要将我所赐给你的法版放在柜里，法版就是见证。
Here that Chinese translation translate the word testimony into a tablet.
在这里，中文的翻译是把见证翻成法版。
And it is indeed true, it was two tablets.
没错，是两块的法版。
But the Bible always refer these two tablets as the testimony.
但是圣经提到这两块板的时候，总是讲到见证。
Almost all translations of all English translations translate this word as the testimony.
几乎所有的英文的翻译都把法版用见证这个词。
Therefore, we must know our testimony has something to do with these two tablets.
所以我们必须知道见证是与这两块法版有关的。
Then I will focus the rest of the time to fellowship about how to be a witness.
那下面的时间我要跟大家来交通，我们怎样成为见证。
The first verse is Philippians chapter 1.
第一个章节是在腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 21.
腓立比书的一章二十一节。
For to me,To live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And this is the word from a witness.
这是从一个见证人里面讲出来的话。
This is how to become God's witness.
这就是怎样成为神的见证。
Then we read another verse, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
我们再读一处。就是腓立比书的二章第五节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5。
腓立比书二章第五节。
Very simple and familiar verse. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
非常简单，我们也很熟悉的。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
It's another declaration from one of the witnesses.
这也是见证人的另外的一句话。
If we want to be God's witness, we must have the mind of Christ Jesus.
你要成为神的见证，你里面一定要有基督耶稣的心。
Let's read the third verse in chapter 3.
第三处是在第三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 10.
腓立比书的三章十节。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being conformed to his death.
使我们认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And this is another testimony from a witness.
这就是这个见证人的另外一个见证。
And I would like to focus on the last portion of the scripture being conformed to his death.
那我要集中在这句话的后面这一段，就是效法他的死。
Two more verses. First one is Roman chapter 8.
还有两处的章节，一处是在罗马书第八章。
13.
第十三节。
Roman chapter 8 verse 13.
罗马书八章十三节。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Another verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10.
另外一处的是哥林多后书的第四章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10.
哥林多后书的四章十节。
Always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
身上常带着基督的死，好让基督的生也在我们的身上。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning, we're so grateful to be able to come together, to have a fellowship together.
父啊，我们感谢你，今天早上又让我们可以在一起，可以在这里有交通。
And just like the song, we just sung.
就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
How much we desire that there no more I.
我们真的是渴望不再是我。
It's no longer I that who live.
现在不是我活着。
It is Christ who lives in us.
是基督在我里面活着。
Now this is our desire.
这是我们的渴望。
And again, we will put this desire before you.
主啊，我们把这样的渴慕摆在你面前。
And we pray that Holy Spirit will make this desire into reality.
我们的祈求是求圣灵使我们这样的渴慕成为实际。
We humble before you this morning.
我们在你面前谦卑。
So that to hear what is your heart concerning this matter of being your witnesses.
让我们可以听到在你心里面对着我们成为见证有何样怎么样的话。
And we have to confess our weakness and inability to fellowship.
我们必须要承认在交通上我们的软弱跟不能。
Therefore we have to ask for your mercy at this time.
所以现在我们来求你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
You know, this idea that God has chosen us to be His witnesses is very, very unique.
这个意念就是神拣选我们成为他的见证是非常非常独特的。
Why does God need any witness? 为什么神需要见证人？
为什么神需要见证人？
You know, when in Exodus, when Moses Ask God, what is your name? God said, I am who I am.
在出埃及记的时候，摩西来问神说，你是谁？神说，我是自由拥有。
His name is I am.
这个神他就是我是。
And what does that mean? What is the I am mean?
那这个我是到底是什么意思？
Any revelation, there are further explanation.
在启示录里面有更深的解释。
I am means he is Alpha and he is Omega.
我是，他就说我是俄米伽，我也是，我也是阿拉法。
It also means that he is who is and who was and who is to come.
他是昔在、今在、以后永在的。
Then, for a being like this,
为
这样一位，
这样的一位
，who is, who was and who is to come.
他是昔在、是今在、也是以后永在的。
Who can qualify to be his witnesses?
谁能够有资格来做他的见证
？If I have to make a decision to choose God's witness, I will choose those four living creatures.
如果我可以来选的话，我会选那四活物。
Because they are certainly more qualified than any of us.
因为这四活物比我们更有资格。
And they have been his witness all along.
而且这四活物一直是神的见证。
They do not cease to say, Holy, Holy, Holy.
他们从来不停止的来呼喊，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
The Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come.
主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
So they seem to be more qualified to be God's witnesses.
所以看来他们真的是比我们这些属神的人更有资格。
If I have to choose who will be God's witnesses, I will choose the angels.
如果我可以来选的话，或者我来选天使。
Angels are spirits.
因为天使是属灵的。
They are much more powerful than we are.
他比我们更有能力。
And they see more clearly than we will ever be.
他们甚至比我们能看见的都要清楚。
So shouldn't God choose angels as his witnesses?
那神难道不应该来拣选天使来做他的见证吗？
Shouldn't God choose the creation and the nature to be his witnesses?
神难道不可以来选他所创造的这个宇宙、这个世界来做他的见证吗？
Just like the Psalm 19 verse 1.
就像在诗篇19篇第一节那里。
The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands.
诸天述说神的荣耀。穹苍传扬他的手段。
It appears to me the creation, the nature can do a much better job than we do.
那对我来讲，这些被造的甚至比我们更加能够把神的荣耀彰显出来。
I can never forget.
我从来不会忘记。
My first glimpse of the Grand Canyon.
我第一眼看到这个大峡谷的时候。
I don't know whether you remember your very first glimpse in person.Of the Grand Canyon.
我不知道你记不记得，就是你个人本人在那里第一眼看到大峡谷的那一刻。
Many years ago, I attended a conference here in Arizona.
在很多很多年前，我到亚利桑那去参加一个会议。
I said to myself, this is as close as I can be to the Grand Canyon.
然后我就对自己说，这个是我离大峡谷很近的时候，最近的时候。
I must to see.
我必须要去看。
So I took an afternoon off and I drove myself to Grand Canyon.
所以就有一个下午，我从会议里面出来，开车去大峡谷。
And just by myself.
就一个人。
I want to see.
我想看。
I have seen the pictures 1,000 times.
我已经千百次的看过那个图片。
But I've never been there in person.
但我没有本人亲自到那里去。
So I drove to the parking lot.
所以我就开车到停车场。
I park my car. I step out.
把车停好之后就走出车里。
And I still didn't see anything yet.
那个时候我还什么都没看到。
But I was full of expectations.
所以但我心里面满了期望。
I start walking toward the observation points.
然后我就向着那个观景台走过去。
I have all the images of Grand Canyon in my head.
我在头脑里面已经有很多关于大峡谷的图画。
When I have that first glimpse of the canyons, it was such an impact to me.
但是当我第一眼瞥见大峡谷的时候，那是对我极深的印象。
My first reaction is how great the Lord is.
我的第一个反应就是神真伟大。
And just like the psalm, the expanse is declaring the work of his hand.
就像诗篇所讲的，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Therefore, I think, no, creation and the nature can be a very good witness for him.
所以我就在想，这个自然界神所造的，真的是可以很好的来见证我们的神。
But brothers and sisters, God does not choose the four living creatures to be his witnesses.
但是弟兄姐妹们，神没有来选四活物成为他的见证。
God does not choose the angels to be his witnesses.
神也没有选天使来做他的见证。
God does not choose the nature and the creation to be his witnesses.
神没有拣选这个自然界他所造的来成为他的见证。
God chooses you and me to be his witnesses.
神来拣选你跟我成为他的见证。
How marvelous this is.
这是何等奇妙的一件事情。
God has given us a responsibility that he did not give to the four living creatures.
神给了我们一个责任是不能给四活物的。
He does not give to the angels.
他也没有把这个给天使。
And he did not even give to the creation of the natures.
他也没有把它给他所造的这个自然界。
And this responsibility is only given to us.
这个责任只给了我们。
We often don't understand this.
很多时候我们不了解，不明白这件事情。
I don't know, brother and sister, do you understand this?
我不知道弟兄姐妹们，你明不明白这件事。
But David understood.
但是大卫他明白。
He even gave an explanation to why God has chosen us to be his witnesses.
他甚至给出了一个解释，神为什么拣选我们成为他的见证。
He said his words in song.
他是在诗篇里面这么讲。
David said, from the mouths of infants and nursing babes, you have established strength because of your adversaries to make the enemy and the revengeful cease.
那里说，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口不言。
Brothers and sisters, God has adversaries.
弟兄姐妹们，神有他的仇敌。
God has the enemies.
神有他的敌人。
And the revengeful.
而且有报仇的。
And we know that God is almighty.
我们知道神是全能的神。
So if God desires to do so, God can destroy his adversary by his own power.
所以如果神愿意的话，他可以就用自己的能力完全的毁灭这些敌人。
But God didn't do that.
但是神却没有这么做。
Because that there is a controversy between God and his adversaries.
因为在神跟他的仇敌之间有这么一个争议。
And this controversy is about who should be worshipped.
这个争议的焦点就是谁该配得敬拜。
This is an eternal battle from the beginning of, before the beginning of the time.
这是一个永远的征战，是从时间未有之先就开始了。
And this is the battle of who should be worshipped.
这个征战就是说谁该得敬拜。
Should we worship God or should we worship Satan?
我们应该来敬拜神还是来敬拜撒旦？
God do not want to gain the victory of this battle by his power.
神不想在这个征战里面得胜，用他自己的能力。
God can gain the victory of this battle simply by destroying Satan.
没错，在这个征战里面，神可以用他的能力来得胜，就是借着毁灭撒旦。
then there will be no controversy who should be worshipped.
那这个时候就没有任何的争议了。
But that's not God's desire.
但这并不是神的心意。
He does not want to win this battle by his power.
他并不想用他的能力来赢这场战争。
He wants to win this battle by his witnesses.
他愿意赢这场征战是用着他的见证。
He wants to give this battle to his witnesses.
他愿意把这个征战交给他的见证人。
And this witness one day will declare in the universe who should be worshipped.
然后这个见证就要在一天在整个宇宙来彰显谁 该配得敬拜。
Therefore, God will gain the victory of this battle by being worthy of to be praised.
所以在那里，神赢得这场征战，是因为他配得所有的敬拜。
This is why God has chosen us to be His witnesses.
这就是神为什么拣选我们成为他的见证。
God has given us such a responsibility. This is about His own glory.
神就把这样的责任托付给我们，是关乎他自己的荣耀。
He has entrusted this with us.
他把这件事托付给我们。
This is very, very important to us.
这对我们来讲何等的重要。
And Paul also have insight on why God has chosen us as his witnesses.
保罗也对神为什么拣选我们成为他的见证有
他自己的看见。Paul in 2 Corinthians, he said this.
保罗是在哥林多后书这么讲。
My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.
他说我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
You know, God has tremendous power.
神有极大的一个能力。
How can you perfect God's power?
你怎么能让神的能力完全呢？
But God has a way.
但是神有他的道路。
His power will be perfected in weaknesses.
他的能力可以显得完全，是在人的软弱上面。
Brother and sister, isn't this amazing?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是很奇妙的一件
事情？ We are weaker than God's adversaries.
我们比神的仇敌要软弱得多。
But God's grace is sufficient for us.
但神的恩典是够我们使用的。
And His power is perfected in our weaknesses.
他的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
One day, we'll become His witnesses.
有一天我们真的成为他的见证。
And we will declare that God is worthy of our praises.
总有一天我们要来宣扬就是神配得一切的敬拜。
And God's enemy and the revengeful has nothing more to say.
在这个时候神的仇敌和报仇的就要闭口无言。
This is God's eternal purpose.
这个是神永远的旨意。
Isn't that wonderful that you and I will play a part in God's eternal purposes.
何等的奇妙，就是你跟我可以被摆在神永远的旨意里面。
And in this eternal court, then we will be His witnesses.
在这个永远里面，我们可以成为他的见证人。
And every witness must have a testimony.
每一个见证人必须要有见证。
You can't say I'm a witness, but I have no testimony.
你不能说我是一个见证人，但我却没有见证。
If you say you are a witness of the Lord, and I will ask you, what is your testimony?
如果你在那里说我是神的见证人，那我就要问你的见证在哪里。
Brother and sister, have you thought about what is our testimony?
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有想过我们的见证是什么？
Recently, I'm reading Deuteronomy with some brothers.
最近我是与一些弟兄们弟兄姐妹们在读生命记。
And this Saturday, we came to this verse.
我们就来到这样一个章节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4:45.
就是生命记的四章四十五节。
And this verse is, describe the components of the law.
在这个章节里面就讲到律法它的各方面。
Then he said that there are the testimonies, the statutes, and the ordinance.
在那里讲到你们就是法度、律例、典章。
Again, in Mandarin translations, the testimony are translated as stipulations.
在这里又一次的，这个见证在中文里面被翻成法度。
But the original words are testimonies.
但其实原文是讲到见证。
So the law has three parts.
所以这个律法有三部分。
The first part,it's called testimonies.
第一部分叫做见证。
And the second part is the statutes.
在第二部分叫做律例。
And the third part is the ordinance.
第三部分叫做典章。
So what are the testimonies?
所以这就是见证。
We just read the Exodus. The testimony are referred to the two tablets.
我们在出埃及记刚刚读到的法版就是讲到见证。
Therefore, the testimony are 10 commandments given to Moses.
所以这个见证就是神 And
this is hard to understand. How can Ten Commandments become our testimony? Brothers and sisters, we have to go to New Testament to understand this.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们必须要去到新约,
because in New Testament, these two tablets is written are written into our heart.
因为在新约的时候, 这两块法板 其实是写在我们的心上。
In other words, the Ten Commandments are really not the regulations.
或者说这个十诫并不是一些外面的规则了。
The Ten Commandments describe the kind of divine life.
因为这个十诫它所描述的是一个神圣的生命。
And when these two tablets are written into our heart, that means that this life become our life.
当这两块法板写在我们心里的时候, 就证明这个生命是成了我们的生命。
When this life flow out of our body, and we become His witnesses.
所以当这个生命从我们身上流露的时候, 我们就成为他的见证人。
Brother and sister, do you know what the testimony is now?
弟兄姐妹们, 现在你知道什么是见证了吗?
The testimony is the life of Christ flowing out of ourselves.
这个见证就是基督他的生命, 从我们里面可以流露出来。
And that is our testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
This is what the Lord has entrusted to us.
这就是神把什么托付给我们了。
The Lord Jesus entrusts Himself, His own life to us.
主耶稣基督是把他自己的生命托付给了我们。
The two tablets is the symbol of a divine life.
这两个法板就是代表这神圣的生命。
And these two tablets will be in our heart.
这两块法板就在我们的心里。
So we will have the life that can fulfill what were written on these two tablets.
那我们就可以来实现写在法板上的。
When this life begins to flow out of our body, we are His witnesses.
当这个生命从我们里面流出来的时候, 我们就成为他的见证人。
Brothers and sisters, then we need to consider how can we make this reality now?
弟兄姐妹们, 现在我们要思想的就是, 怎么让它成为一个实际?
How can we practically become God's witnesses?
在实际里面, 我们在实行里面, 我们怎样成为他的见证人?
I know it's a very big concept.
我知道这是一个很大的概念。
But how can we realize this in our daily life?
那在我们的日常生活里面, 怎么让它成为一个实际呢?
Then we have to talk to Paul.
那我们就需要来跟保罗来交谈。
Because Apostle Paul is the greatest witness of our Lord Jesus.
因为使徒保罗就是 主耶稣基督最大的一个见证人。
And when Paul wrote this book of Philippians, he wrote almost at the end of his life.
当保罗来写腓立比书的时候, 几乎是在他生命最后的时候。
Being such a great witness, as he wrote this book to Philippians, who he loved so much.
然后作为神伟大的一个见证人, 他就写这封信向着腓立比当地的圣徒, 就是他心里面所爱的人。
Therefore, for those people he loved so much, and now he was at the end of his life, he wanted to share with them the most important thing to him.
对着他所 最爱的人, 他在生命最后的时候, 就要把他心里面所讲的关于见证的事跟他们交通。
And there's something that deep in his spirit. There's something considered a secret of Christian living he wants to share with Philippians.
这是非常属灵的, 就是在 基督徒这个属灵的生命里面, 这个秘诀, 该怎样生活, 他把这件事交通给腓立比的圣徒。
Paul has learned from his experience three secrets.
因为保罗在他的生命里面学到这三个秘诀。
These are the secret to Christian living.
这就是基督徒的生活里面的秘诀。
These are the secret to become his witnesses.
这个就是成为他见证人的秘诀。
And the first one is in chapter 1.
第一个秘诀就是在第一章。
For to me, to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
But this is, It's very short, very easy to remember. And we may not know what it means, but we have to know this is what Paul has said. For me, to live is Christ.
非常短，非常简单，但是我们愿意我们来记得，就是这么短的一句话，因我活着就是基督。
Paul remembered almost 10 years ago, from the time he wrote the Philippians, what happened 10 years ago.
保罗他记得，就是在他写腓立比书之前，大概十年左右的时候。
10 years ago, Paul was led to preach the gospel to Philippians.
在那个时候，保罗就被指引来向腓立比人传福音。
But then he found himself together with Silas in prison.
但那个时候，他就发现他跟希拉因着这件事被投在监狱里。
Not only the prison, the Bible said inner prison.
不光是在监狱里面，而且圣经里面讲到他们是关在内牢里面。
And they fastened their feet in the stocks.
他们是用那些锁链来那些来绑住他们的腿。
And
来锁住他们的腿。
He was chained together with the Roman soldiers.
而且他们那时候是跟罗马士兵一起锁在一起。
Therefore, 24 hours each day, Paul had no privacy.
所以在24小时，保罗他没有自己的空间，个人空间。
He had a companion, but it was not Silas, it's the Roman soldiers.
他有同伴，但却不是他的同伴希拉，而是罗马的兵丁。
How could Paul be a witness in this situation?
那保罗在这样的情形里面怎样做这样的见证？
If you are witness, then you have to have the testimony.
如果你是见证人，你身上一定会有见证。
If you have that testimony, then you need to have the testimony of the Ten Commandments.
如果你要做这样见证的话，你这个见证一定要是十诫的见证。
And the New Testament told us that you need to love the God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself.
在新约里面讲到，我们要尽心、尽性、尽意。尽力爱主你的神，而且要爱人如己。
If Paul want to be a witness in the prison of Philippi,
如果他在腓立比的监狱里面要做神见证的话，
he needs to have that testimony.
他必须要有这样的见证。
And the testimony is love your neighbor, which is the Roman soldiers, as yourself.
这个见证就是你要爱人如己，就是爱这个罗马的兵丁，像爱你自己一样。
And Paul remember how difficult it was.
那保罗也记得当时是何等的困难。
And Paul remember how he overcame that difficulty.
保罗也记得他怎么样胜过这个难处。
And he realized it's not him but Christ.
那时候他就认识到活着的就是基督，不再是我。
He was given the revelation that he has been crucified with Christ.
他得到的这个启示就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer Paul who lives, but Christ lives in Paul.
现在活着的不再是保罗，而是基督在保罗里面活着。
Paul was not able to be a witness in the prison.
保罗他自己不能在监狱里面来做神的见证。
But Christ in Paul can still be the witness in the prison.
但是基督在保罗里面可以成为见证。
Paul was not able to love the neighbor as himself.
保罗是不可能爱旁边的人爱邻舍像爱自己一样。
But Christ in Paul can still love the neighbor as himself.
但是在保罗里面的基督可以在监牢里面也爱人如己。
Paul was perplexed.
保罗是
作难
他心里面作难。
But the Christ in Paul was not despairing.
但是在他里面的基督却不会失望。
So in that night that Paul was given such revelations.
所以在那一天晚上，保罗就得到这样的启示。
Therefore, by the life of Christ in Paul.And Silas, they sung a hymn of praises in midnight.
所以就借着这个在他们里面的基督，保罗跟希拉就在半夜的时候可以来唱赞美的诗歌。
It's not Paul nor Silas who could sing hymns of praises during such a difficult times.
保罗跟希拉凭着他们自己不可能在这样难的时候还来唱赞美的诗。
It is Christ in Paul. It is Christ in Silas that could still be the witness of Lord.
是在保罗里面的基督，是在希拉里面的基督，在这样的难处里面还可以来唱赞美的诗。
Brother and sister, this is the number one secret.
弟兄姐妹们，这是第一个秘诀。
It's not I, but Christ.
不是我，不再是我，乃是基督。
And this revelation of being crucified with Christ is a great, tremendous revelation.
而且这个与基督同定十字架是一个很伟大的一个启示。
And because Paul has died.
因为保罗他已经死了。
So Paul does not have to be God's witness on his own power.
所以保罗不需要用自己的能力来成为神的见证。
But Christ lives in Paul.
但是是基督在保罗里面活着。
And so Christ can be God's witness on Paul's behalf.
所以基督可以在保罗里面替他来做神的见证。
It's not Paul, but Christ.
不再是保罗，乃是基督。
Brothers and sisters,Isn't this tremendous?
弟兄姐妹们，是不是非常的奇妙？
And this is something we can practice every single day.
这就是我们每一天都可以来操练的。
You know how many times we try ourselves and fail?
多少次我们自己来尝试的时候却失败了？
We fail in our home.
在家里面我们失败了。
We fail in our before our children.
在孩子面前我们失败了。
We fail in the workplace.
在工作的地方我们失败了。
We fail in our services.
在我们的服事里面我们失败了。
Because we didn't realize this secret.
因为我们不了解这样的秘诀。
We didn't use this secret.
我们没有来使用这个秘诀。
If it's not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Then we will be his witnesses.
然后我们才可以成为他的见证人。
Brothers and sisters, we must come to this realization. It's not I, but Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要明白这件事情，必须要了解到这一步，就是不再是我，乃是基督。
Our life has many, many challenges.
我们的生命里面有许多的挑战。
And life has many unforeseen problems.
有许多我们不能预见的那些困难。
Brothers and sisters, I can tell you,I may not have less problems than you do.
弟兄姐妹们，让我告诉大家，我有的问题不一定比你少。
Maybe you think that I have no problems.
也许你在想，我没有问题。
But I'm pretty confident that my problems are not any less than your problems.
但是我非常坚信，我的问题不会少于你的问题。
Maybe I have some problem that you have not even.Have that before.
也许我有的问题是你从来没有过的。
But when we face our problem,
但是当我们面对这些困难的时候
，and we all have different problems.
我们每个人的难处都不一样。
But we have same answers.
但是我们却有答案。
The answer is not I, but Christ.
这个答案就是不再是我，乃是基督。
If we apply the secret in our life.It will change our life.
如果我们来使用这样的秘诀的话，会让我们的生命都改变。
If we apply this in every situation and every circumstances,
如果在每个情况、每个环境里面都来使用的话
，then we can say just like Paul, for to me to live is Christ.
我们就可以像保罗那样说：“我活着就是基督。”
Because there is no other way for me to live anymore.
因为没有其他的方法让我再活。
Because everything I must apply the same secret, not I, but Christ.
就是在各样的事上，我都要运用这件事，不再是我，乃是基督。
Therefore, for me to live is not I.
所以现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
Is Christ.
乃是基督。
Brother and sister, this.Is the secret number one.
弟兄姐妹们，这是秘诀里面的第一个。
When you say not I,
当你说不再是我
，the life of Christ will flow from you.
这个基督的生命就要从你里面流出来。
Now let's come to the secret number two.
现在我们来看第二个秘诀。
Paul said there is secret number two.
保罗说到有第二个秘诀。
The number two is have the same mind, have the mind of Christ Jesus.
这个第二个秘诀就是以基督耶稣的心为心。
No, we all have life of Christ in us.
如果我们都有基督的生命在我们里面。
Every one of us has life of Christ in us.
我们每个人都有基督的生命在我们里面。
The moment we were saved, the life is in us.
就是当我们得救那一天，这个生命就在我们里面。
But this life of Christ can be blocked by our mind.
但这个生命却可以被我们的心所困住。
It's like a faucet in your kitchens.
就像在厨房里面的水龙头。
No, there is water in the pipe.
在这个水管里面有水。
But if the faucet is closed, then no water can flow out of the pipe.
但是如果水龙头是关住的话，水是不可能流出来的。
So we have the life of Christ in us.
所以我们有基督的生命在我们里面。
But our mind is the faucet.
但是我们的心就像这个水龙头。
This mind can shut off the life of Christ.
这个心思可以把基督的生命来困住。
Oh, the old mind, the mind of our old, will shut off the life of Christ.
这个旧的心思会阻挡这个生命流出来。
So although we have been saved,
虽然我们已经得救
，we have a new life in us.
而且在我们里面已经有新生命。
But the mind is still old.
但是我们这个心思还是旧的。
So we think in the same way before we were saved.
我们这个思想都是像以前没得救一样。
We still consider the things of this world very, very attractive.
我们来思想这世界上的事对我还是很有吸引力。
And that is because our mind is old.
因为我们的心思是旧的。
And this old mind is like the faucet that will shut off the life of Christ.
这个旧的心思就像水龙头会让基督的生命被锁住。
Even that the life of Christ is in us.
虽然这个基督的生命在我们里面。
But because our mind, that this life is shut off.
但因着我们的心思，这个生命却被关在我们里面。
How do we open this faucet?
那我们怎么样打开这个水龙头？
It's to have the mind of Christ Jesus.
就是以基督耶稣的心为心。
When we have this mind of Christ Jesus, it's like the faucet was open.
当我们以基督耶稣的心为心的时候，就像水龙头被打开一
样。And the life of Christ will flow out.
这个时候基督的生命就可以从我们里面流出
来。And this is what we need to experience.
这就是我们现在需要经历的。
And we keep our own mind.
我们现在如果还保守我们自己旧的心。
And we have the life of Christ in us.
也有基督的生命在我们里
面。And we face the difficult situations.
面对这些困难的。
And the life needs to come out.
这个生命是需要出来的。
The mind was old.
但是这个心思却是旧的。
The mind shut off the life.
这个心思把这个生命关在里
面。We need to have the mind of Christ.
我们需要有基督耶稣的心。
To open the faucet.
来打开这个水龙头。
Let the life of Christ to flow out.
让基督的生命可以流出来。
So how do we have the mind of Christ?
我们怎么样能够有基督耶稣的心？
So what is the mind of Christ Jesus?
那什么是基督耶稣的
心？ The mind of Christ Jesus.It's described in the famous three verses from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8.
这个基督耶稣的心是在腓立比书二章六到八节非常著名的章节里面讲出来的。
These three verses tells us the mind of Christ Jesus.
这三个章节就讲到基督耶稣的心到底是怎样。
His mind is mind of humility.
他的心思是一个谦卑的心思。
His mind is mind of the cross.
他的心思是一个十字架的心思。
His mind would take him to go down seven times.
他的这样的心思带着他从台阶上走下来起码有七步。
It's like a staircase with seven steps.
就像这个台阶它一直往下。
It's a staircase of humility.
这就是一个谦卑的台阶走下
来。It's a staircase of the cross.
就是一个十字架的台阶走下来。
At the top of the stair is do not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
在这个台阶的第一阶就是说他不以与神同等为强夺的。
This is such humility.
这是何等的谦卑。
But it's the top step.
但是是第一节是最高的那一节。
And the second step is empty himself.
第二节就是虚己。
It's tremendous. How can he empty himself?
这是非常奇妙的事，他怎样来虚己呢
？But it's only the second step.
但这才只是第二阶而已。
Then he take the form of a bond servant.
然后他就取了奴仆的形象。
How marvelous the king, the Lord of heaven take the form of a bond servant.
这是何等奇妙！就是这个天地的君王，他却取了奴仆的形象。
But that is only the third step.
但这只是第三阶而已。
Then he go down further, be made in the likeness of man.
然后他再往下，成了人的样式。
Then he go down further, humble himself.
然后他再往下，自己谦卑。
Then he go another step, becoming obedient to the point of death.
他自己卑微，然后再往下，存心顺服，以至于死。
It's not done yet. It's one more step, and death on the cross.
还没有完。他还要死在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus have this mind.
我们的主耶稣他有这样一个心。
It's a mind of humility, a mind of the cross.
就是一个谦卑的心思，就是一个十字架的心思。
It's this mind caused our Lord Jesus to take the step, another step, another step until death on the cross.
就是这样的心让我们的主耶稣一阶一阶向下，一直死在十字架上。
We don't have this mind.
我们没有这样的心思。
We need to have this mind.
但我们需要有这样的心思。
We need to have the mind of Christ Jesus.
我们需要有基督耶稣的心。
When we have this mind of Christ Jesus, this faucet will be open.
当我们有基督耶稣的心的时候，这个水龙头就要被打开。
The life of Christ will flow out from us.
基督的生命就可以从我们里面流出来。
No matter what situation it is,
不管外面的光景是怎样。
No, Apostle Paul is an expert on this.
使徒保罗就是这方面的专家。
He has the mind of Christ Jesus.
他就是有基督耶稣的心。
Therefore, he's taken the step down.
所以他也是从台阶上走下来。
You know, when he first testified before the officials.
当他在这些官长面前做见证的时候
He said, I am a Pharisee, a son of Pharisees.
他那时候说我是法利赛人又是法利赛人的子孙
That's the top of his stairs.
这就是他的台阶的第一阶
And then he walked further down.
然后他从那里走下来
Into 1 Corinthians, he said, I am the least of apostles and am not fit to be called apostles.
然后在哥林多前书那里他说我原是使徒中最小的不配称为使徒
Then he said, I'm the least of all apostles. Not only I'm the least, I'm not fit to be an apostle.
他不光说我在使徒里面是最小的，他甚至说我不配做使徒。
Do you see this mind of Christ Jesus working in Paul?
你看到没有？这是就是基督耶稣的心已经在保罗里面来做工。
Today, if any one of us here is going to say, I am the least of the HCA.
如果在我们中间有人说我是在基督徒聚会里面最小的
No one will say that.
我们里面可能没人这样讲
We always think we're better than someone else.
因为我们总说我比那个人还好
But Paul said, I am the least of all the apostles.
但是保罗却说我是在使徒里面最小的
And not fit to be one.
不配成为其中的一员
Because I persecute the church of God.
因为他在那里逼迫神的教会。
You see this mind of Christ Jesus working in the heart of Paul.
所以我们看到这个基督耶稣的心是在保罗的心里面来做工。
And he walked further till the Ephesians, book of Ephesians, Paul said, I'm less than the least of all saints.
然后在以弗所书他再往下走一阶，他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
How can this be?
这怎么可能呢？
He was writing the book of Ephesians.
他是在那里写以弗所书信的人。
But he said, I am the least. I'm the less of the least of all saints.
但是他却说，我是在最小的圣徒里面，比他们还小。
This is how the mind of Christ Jesus.Working in a person.
这就是怎么样基督耶稣的心可以在一个人里面来做工。
He's looking himself very, very small.
他看自己是何等的小。
Then to 1 Timothy.
然后来到提摩太前书。
It's close to his end of life.
这已经到他生命的最后了。
Then he said, I am the chief sinner.
在那个时候他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
It can't be any lower.
没有比这个更低的了。
We're all sinners, but Paul said he was the chief.
我们都是罪人，但保罗说我是罪人里面的罪魁。
This is the mind of Christ Jesus.
这就是基督耶稣的心。
And this is the last declaration of Paul's life. I am the chief sinner.
这也是保罗在生命里面最后的一个宣称。
I believe
我是罪人中的罪魁。
If Paul has tombstone, you probably will see this word on that tombstone. I am the chief sinner.
如果我相信，如果保罗在他的墓上有墓志铭的话，这句话很可能在上面，就是我是罪人中的罪魁。
Brother, sister, where are you on this staircase of humility?
弟兄姐妹们，在这个谦卑的台阶里面，你在第几阶？
Are you still standing on that top step?
你是不是还站在最高的台阶？
Are you further down the stairs now?
你是不是已经慢慢走到台阶的下面？
Do we have the mind of Christ Jesus?
我们有没有基督耶稣的心？
Brother and sister, it's very difficult for a Pharisee to say, not I but Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，对一个法利赛人来讲， 让他来说，不再是我乃是基督，是很困难的事。
But it is fairly easy for a chief sinner to say, not I but Christ.
但是对一个罪魁来讲， 他说不再是我乃是基督是容易的事。
That's why we have to have this mind of Christ Jesus.
所以我们必须要有基督耶稣的心。
If we have this mind of Christ Jesus, we were humble enough to say, not I but Christ.
如果我们真有基督耶稣的心， 那我们就有足够的谦卑来说， 不再是我乃是基督。
What gets in the way is the pride.
什么是在这里阻挡我们？ 就是我们的骄傲。
If we have to deal with this pride.
所以我们必须要对付骄傲。
And only way to deal with our pride is the mind of Christ Jesus.
唯一能够对付骄傲的，就是要有基督耶稣的心。
And this is the second secret.
这是第二个秘诀。
Paul has one more secret to share.
保罗还有一个秘诀跟我们来交流。
And the third secret is being conformed to his death.
这第三个秘诀就是效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
The Romans 6:6 is a wonderful verse.
在罗马书6:6是一个非常美好的章节。
It's one of the key verses in the Bible.
是在圣经里面非常关键的章节之一。
He has the tremendous revelation.
在里面有极大的一个启示。
And he said that our old self was crucified with him.
在那里说，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
Brother and sister, this is fact.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个事实。
This is the truth.
这是一个事实。
And this can never be changed.
是一个真理， 而且不可能被改变的。
That we have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
And the old self was crucified with Christ.
我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
But how can this truth become a reality?
但是这个真理怎么可以成为我里面的实际？
How can this objective truth become subjective experience?
这个客观的真理怎么样可以成为我一个主观的经历呢？
How can we know this truth experientially?
我们怎么能够在经历里面可以知道这样的一件事呢？
The only way to turn this revelation or truth into our experience is by being conformed to his death.
唯一能够将这个启示成为我们里面的实际事情，就是让我们来效法他的死。
And further in Romans chapter 8 verse 13.
而且再往下，在罗马书的8:13节。
And this verse tells us how to be conformed.
这里面讲到怎么样来效法。
How can we be conformed to his death?
我们怎么样能够效法他的死？
Romans 8:13 say, For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
在罗马书8:13节这么讲，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。若靠着圣灵， 致死身体的恶行必要活着。
We are conformed to his death by the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够效法他的死，这个是圣灵的工作。
If we're living by the Spirit, we're putting to death the deeds of the body, we will live.
如果我们靠着圣灵来致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Each time we live by the Spirit, we're conformed to his death.
每一次我们靠着圣灵而生活的话，我们就可以效法他的死。
Romans chapter 6 verses was a fact 2,000 years ago.
在罗马书六章六节讲到的这个事实是两千年前已经完成了。
It was done and finished.
这已经是成了。
It can never be changed.
而且不可能被改变了。
But Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is happening.Every day in our life.
但是罗马书八章十三节是今天在每时每刻都在进行的。
To bring the Romans 6:6 into the reality.
这样的事情把罗马书六章六节在我们里面成为实际。
Paul at his end of his life still have a strong desire to continue to be conformed to his death.
保罗是在他生命最后的时候还有这样一个渴慕，就是继续来效法这样的死。
Therefore Paul was such a powerful witness.
所以保罗成为这么大能的一个见证人。
As long as Paul lived on this earth,
只要保罗在这个地上还生活的时
候， He was conformed to his death.
他都要效法他的死。
Do you have experience planting a tree?
大家有没有这样的经验，就是来种一棵树
？I think many of us experienced to plant a small tree in our yard.
我相信很多人都有这个经历，在后院种一棵小树。
And planting tree is not difficult.
种树不是很难的事。
But make sure the tree goes straight up is not easy.
但是让这个树向上直着长上来是比较难的。
Because for the small tree.The wind will blow and the tree will fall.
因为这个小树如果有风来的话，很可能会它会歪过来。
Then it's going like this. It's not pretty.
有的时候这样长的话就不是很好看。
You don't want the tree in your front yard growing like this.
你不想让你后院的树是这么长的。
So what do we do?
那我们怎么办？
We will take one or two posts, either made of iron or very strong woods.We put into the ground.
我们会找两个杆子，或者是那些那些木头，或者是铁那个铁杆。
And it's not movable.
是不能被移动的。
And we put one on the left, one on the right.
一个放在左边，一个放在右边。
Then we take a rope or some chains. We tie the trunk of the tree to the poles.
或者用绳子，或者用铁丝，把这个树绑在这两个杆子上面。
So then, when the wind blows.And the tree can move a little bit, but not too much.
然后当风来的时候，这个树会移动，但不会移动太多。
And if you keep the rope tied to the tree, one day when the tree grow up, the tree is straight up.
所以当有这个绳子绑住它的时候，当这个树最后长成，它是直的。
So this tree is living according to the rope.
所以这个树的成长是根据。这个绳子所固定的。
So the post is the Christ Jesus.
所以这个杆子就是耶稣基督。
And the rope is the Holy Spirit.
然后这个绳子就是圣灵。
The tree is us.
这个树就是我们。
How can we be conformed to Christ Jesus?
我们怎么能够效法，能够被磨成基督的形象
？And God gave us Holy Spirit.
神给了我们圣灵。
Holy Spirit.Will tie us to the post.
因为圣灵可以把我们记住绑在这个柱子上。
Whenever the wind blows,
当风吹来的时候
，when we are about to fall,
当我们甚至要跌倒的时候
，and the rope will tighten us.
这个绳子会抓紧我们。
Just like the Holy Spirit,
就像圣灵。
So we live by the Spirit.
所以我们要靠着圣灵生活。
Just like this tree.Live by the rope.
就像这个树是靠着这个绳子来生活。
And this is how we are conformed to his death every day.
这就是我们怎样能够每天来效法他的死。
The rope is there every day.
这个绳子每天都在那里。
You don't take the rope away.
我们不要把绳子拿走。
You keep the rope, therefore, good.
要保守这个绳子。
And that Holy Spirit is in our heart for good.
因为圣灵在我们里面是为着我们的益处。
If we live this way,
如果我们这样生活的话,
if we live by the rope,
如果我们是靠着这个绳子的话,
if we live by the Holy Spirit,
如果我们是靠着圣灵生活的话,
then we have this wonderful weapons.
然后我们就有一个奇妙的武器。
And the 2 Corinthians in verse chapter 4 verse 10, that caring about in the body the dying of Jesus.
在格林多后书这里讲, 身上常带着耶稣的死。
Now you have a concealed weapon now.
你这个时候就有一个公开可以携带的枪支了。
And this weapon is called dying of Jesus.
那这个武器就是耶稣的死。
And you can carry this weapon around anywhere.
你可以随身携带这个武器,到哪里都可以。
No regulation prohibit the carrying of this weapon.
没有任何的法律可以来禁止你携带这样的武器。
This weapon is dying of Jesus.
这个武器就是耶稣的死。
It's the powerful weapon.
这是一个大能的武器。
He can address every challenge in human life.
可以在人我们人所能够面对的所有的生活上的事都可以胜过。
This weapon doesn't put people to death.
这个武器并不把人带到死里。
This weapon will bring life to every situation.
但是这个武器是把生带到每一个环境里。
Because this weapon itself is dying of Jesus.
因为这个武器它本身是耶稣的死。
When we face our challenges every single day,
当我们每天面对这样的挑战的时候,
and this weapon will guarantee a victory.
这个武器可以保证你得胜,
no matter what situation is.
不管这个情形是怎样,
brother and sister, do you carry this weapon?
弟兄姐妹们, 你身上有没有携带这样的武器?
Do you carry the dying of Jesus in you?
你有没有在身上来携带耶稣的死?
If you carry this weapon, if you use this weapon, then the life will flow from you.
如果你携带这样的武器, 使用这样的武器, 那你里面的生命会涌流出来。
And this is the third secret.
这是第三个秘诀。
My dear brother and sister, we are given such responsibility to be His witnesses.
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们, 今天我们是何等的权利接受了一个责任成为他的见证。
And the greatest witness of time share with us the secrets of being His witnesses.
这个万古以来极大的一件事就是我们可以成为他的见证。
And the secret is, it's not I, but Christ.
这个秘诀就是不再是我乃是基督。
For to me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
And this life is in us today.
这个生命已经在我们里面。
But how can we open this life? Open the faucet of life.
但我们怎么打开水龙头, 打开让这个生命流出来?
We have to address our mind.
我们必须要对付自己的心思。
We have to change our mind.
我们必须要心思, 更新而变化。
We must have this mind of Christ Jesus.
我们必须要有基督耶稣的心。
When we have this mind of Christ Jesus, this faucet, the faucet of life will open up.
如果我们有基督耶稣的心的话, 那这个生命的水龙头就会被打开。
Life will flow into our difficult situations.
这个生命就会流淌到我们这些困难之中。
But how can we change our mind?
但我们怎么样来改变这样的心思?
Our mind is so stubborn.
因为我们的心思何等的顽固。
By being conformed to His death.
就是要靠着效法他的死。
The tree has His mind too.
这个树也有他自己的意思。
But He lived by the rope.
但是他是靠着这个绳子的捆绑来生活。
The rope, He is conformed by the rope.
他是被这个绳子来固定,
and today, we must be conformed by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们必须要 让圣灵来把我们磨成这样的形象。
Brother and sister, do you think this is very hard?
弟兄姐妹们, 你觉得这是困难的事吗?
Or do you think this is very, very far away from you?
或者你觉得这是离我很远的一件事吗?
Brother and sister, it's not.
弟兄姐妹们, 不是。
It's not far away from us.
并不是离我们很远。
It's actually very close to us.
非常的近。
If you are willing.
如果你愿意的话。
It's a matter of willingness.
这完全关乎在你愿不愿意。
The matter of mind is a matter of willingness.
心思的事情, 主要就是在你愿不愿意。
And the things can change in your mind in a second.
因为很多事情在心思里面一秒之内就可以被转过来。
Seeing matter can change in your mind in a split of a second.
在一闪念之间事情就可以被改变。
Whether or not you want to conform, to live by the Holy Spirit, it's a decision of our mind.
所以你愿不愿意靠着圣灵来生活是我们心思的一个决定。
That is the freedom given to us by God.
这是神给我们的一个自由。
Just like that freedom given to Adam and Eve.
就像当初给了亚当跟夏娃那样的自由。
If we have this mind of Christ Jesus.
如果我们有基督耶稣这样的心。
And the decision will be easy.
所有的决定都会很容易。
And the things that we're talking about this morning is very near to us.
那我们今天早上所讲的这些事对我们来讲就是非常近的事。
So it's not far from us.
离我们并不远。
It's all in your mind.
只在我们的心思里面。
It's a matter of whether we are willing.
都在我们的心思里面，就是我们愿不愿意。
But do you know that when you get married,
弟兄们，你们知道吗？当我们结婚的时候
,the only questions is a matter of willingness.
所有的问题其实都是这一句话，你愿不愿意？
Are you willing to be married?
你愿不愿意结婚？
No one asks you, do you have experience of raising children?
没有人问你有没有抚养儿女的经验。
No one asks that, otherwise no one can get married.
没有这样问，因为如果这么问的话，没人再会结婚了。
No one asks you, do you have experience to be a good husband?
没有人问你有没有做好丈夫的经验。
If we ask that question, no one can get married.
如果你这么问的话，没人能够有资格结婚
了。No one will ask you, do you have experience? How many years of experience you have to be a wife?
也没有人问妻子说你有多少年做妻子的经验。
No, if they have, it's not good.
如果有的话，这可能不大好。
So it's never a question of ability.
所以这个问题不在乎我们有没有这个能力。
It was never a question of ability.
从来不是关乎能力的问题。
Being God's witness is never a matter of ability.
成为神的见证人从来不是关乎我们的能力。
None of us has ability.
因为没有人有这样的能力。
It's a matter of willingness.
是关乎我们愿不愿意。
So it comes down to this very simple matters. Are you willing?
所以所有的事都来到这么简单的一件事，就是你愿不愿意。
Are you willing to obey the voice of Holy Spirit?
你愿不愿意来遵守圣灵微小的声音。
Are you willing to have the mind of Christ Jesus?
你愿不愿意有基督耶稣的心。
When the Holy Spirit takes you down a step, are you willing to go down a step?
当圣灵带着你从台阶上走下来的时候，你愿不愿意下来？
Are you willing to say, it's not I, but Christ?
你愿不愿意说，不再是我，乃是基督？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning from the words that we fellowship upon this matter.
主，我们感谢你，今天早上我们可以借着这些话来与你交通。
And we commit this a few words into your hand.
我们也把这几句话交在你的手中。
We confess it's so inadequate.
我们在这里承认我们自己何等的不足。
It's like 5 loaves, 2 fish.
就像五饼二鱼一样。
But we want to leave this 5 loaves and 2 fish in your hand.
但我们愿意把这五饼二鱼摆在你的手中。
We ask you to break it.
我们求你来把它拨开。
We ask you to give to all of us.
愿意你把它传递给我们每一位。
So this morning, then we will have the word from your mouth.
所以今天早上我们可以有从你口中所出的话。
Because men do not live on this earth by food alone.
因为现在人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠你口中所出的一切话。
Again, we pray for your mercy.
而我们再一次的来祈求你的怜悯。
We pray the Holy Spirit will begin to work in our heart.
我们来祈求圣灵在我们的心里做工。
And we pray for this willingness to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意，你让我们愿意来遵从圣灵的声音。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.